You're listening to the all-new Breeze 97.1.
Some empty cartons from the liquor store. Macrame, twine, and masking tape. It's time to make the great escape again. Seems like I never hang around long enough to grow any roots into the ground. Now I find I'm saying goodbye to another nice old town. I'm getting used to living, getting used to all the fare-thee-wells, getting used to saying I'll keep in touch when I know I probably never will. This old town has been good to me, but there is something sometimes I think I'd like to stay, 'cause all the folks I met here have been kind, and if I could I would spend more time here, but that is not the case. I can't stay in one place, no, I'm getting used to leaving, getting used to and I know.
That's Getting Used to Leaving with Christine Levan from her LP, Beau Woos. And also we heard Joe Beck from the compact disc, Back to Back. Don't You Wish You Were Here. We're 5 minutes now away from the top of the hour. Hello, this is Cindy Barton. We have a lot of good music coming up, so don't go away. First of all, though, some people in the news. Teen heartthrob Johnny Depp, who plays an undercover policeman on the 21 Jump Street TV series, has been charged with assault and mischief in Vancouver, where the show was being shot. Depp was arrested and held in custody for 3 hours this week after police answered a noisy party complaint at a hotel. Police say Depp allegedly assaulted a security guard during the scuffle that broke out when that guard had asked a group of people to leave the hotel. The actor was released on a promise to appear in court next month. Well, the space shuttle mission will be another big step for America's space program and a giant dribble for the game of basketball. A red, white, and blue ball supplied by the Basketball Hall of Fame is going along on the shuttle Discovery as is part of the ceremonial cargo. The astronauts won't get a chance to shoot baskets, though, since the ball will be deflated and kept in a storage locker during the flight. When the shuttle returns, the ball will be autographed by the Discovery's crew and taken to Springfield, Massachusetts for display in the Hall of Fame. By the way, the shuttle mission will take off tomorrow morning. That's scheduled for 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And they say everything is going well. well, and even the weather looks pretty good. They say the best so far of all the shuttle takeoffs. We're 4 minutes away from the top of the hour. This is Cindy Barton. Thank you for spending your time with us this weekend.
Better place to get ready for the challenge of tomorrow than in the Navy of today. The Navy can give you all the high-tech training you need, all the responsibility you can handle, plus the leadership skills to help you succeed, whatever tomorrow brings.
You are the hope. You are the promise. You are tomorrow. You are the Navy.
Call 1-800-327-NAVY. Paid for by the U.S. Navy.
Breeze 97.1 is pleased to welcome Liz Story and the Turtle Island String Quartet to the Westport Playhouse for one great show, Sunday, April 9th. Liz Story, in her first St. Louis appearance in several years, brings her intimate style of piano to the intimate confines of the Westport Playhouse. Also appearing, the Turtle Island String Quartet, Windham Hill's newest recording act. Liz Story and the Turtle Island String Quartet. Two great acts for the price of one. Tickets are now on sale at all Tickets Now outlets, including Famous Bar, Music Vision, Record Company Stores, Regal Sports, and the Westport Playhouse. Or you can charge tickets by calling Dialtix 434-6600. Liz Story and the Turtle Island String Quartet, Sunday, April 9th. Produced by Contemporary.
Vacations. Whether you're planning the family kind, the romantic kind, or the relaxing kind. Plan on earning money just by giving your travel agent the Discover card. The card that actually pays you cash back for every charge. Up to 1% back every year based on your annual purchases. Cash back from your vacation. How's that fit into your plans? It pays to Discover, the card that pays you back.
We're here with a Mr. Burger who claims he invented the hamburger patty.
Yes, I named it after my daughter.
Tell me, Mr. Burger, which is better, this burger with the works or Manwich, the burger with the works inside?
Wait a minute. Manwich is no burger. There's no patty.
Right. It's your ground beef simmered with tangy, zesty Manwich sauce.
It took me years to perfect that shape.
Look, forget the patty. Just taste.
Okay. Oh, this is terrific.
All right. Another vote for Manwich, the burger with the works inside.
How John Amar eats a Reese's peanut butter. Cup.
I'm an Arctic explorer. I live in an igloo and all my friends and colleagues are polar bears. It's real lonely and cold up here. But I have this fondness for eating my Reese's frozen. Perfect.
There's no wrong way to eat a Reese's.
Gee, maybe I should just buy a freezer.
Reese's peanut butter cups.
KLTH, Florissant, St. Louis, the all-new Breeze 97.1. Welcome to the all-new Breeze 97.1.
Thank you.
Carlton with his title cut from the compact disc Discovery. We heard Half a Minute from Matt Bianco off the LP Whose Side Are You On? And from the CD Distant Thunder, Checkfield with Clockwork. 13 minutes after the hour, this is Cindy Barton with news. In London, a newspaper reports that British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher is at the top of the hit list of the outlawed Irish Republican Army. Police believe an IRA assassin trained and equipped as a sniper is on the loose in England. Authorities have implemented a massive security operation to protect Thatcher and many other leading government figures. Over 100 people have been given armed police bodyguards, unmarked police cars, and specially trained drivers. All have been advised to check their cars for bombs, vary their movements, and ram vehicles during any attack. Senate Republican leader Robert Dole says that President Bush has a pretty good memory and he will remember who has helped and who didn't in the defeat of John Towers' nomination for defense secretary. Dole argues that Bush won some points by sticking up for Tower right until the end. And a Minnesota woman has been ordered to undergo an AIDS test after biting the hand of a security guard that arrested her on suspicion of shoplifting. The suspect told police she had AIDS and wouldn't mind dying now, knowing that the guard would too. Police feel it is a hoax and have ordered psychiatric evaluations. 14 minutes after the hour.
Thank you.
Start the day right. Set your clock radio now. Wake up to the fresh new sounds of Breeze 97.1.
To meet from time to time up in the mountains.
I've had my
The all-new Breeze 97.1.
That's a lively tune from Kit Walker, Dancing on the Edge of the World. And that's